Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's noontime, and the sun is shining brightly on the little white house with the green shutters. Mr. Meats has just come home. He opens the front door, enters the hall, and is greeted by Lily.
Come right on in, Mr. Meats. The more the merrier, like they say.
Yes, well, thank you, Lily. Oh, are we having a party? I hope not.
No, everybody's just excited about the charity bazaar tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right, Lily. The charity bazaar is tonight. In thy sweet name, charity, and so forth and so forth.
You said a mouthful up time, Mr. Meek.
And almost
between Mrs. Meek's cake booth and Peggy's kitchen booth, the charity is sure gonna be sweet. Providing your brother-in-law, Louie, don't turn things sour.
Oh, my gracious, Lily, could Louie have forgotten to take his noonday nap?
Between polishing up a spoon to scrape the frosting pan and giving Peggy advice as how to sell kisses, he ain't had time to nap. Louie, him and his advice about kisses.
Yes, well, I take it, Lily, you don't approve of Louie's advice.
And why should I? Ain't experience the best teacher? I once worked in a kissing booth.
Lily, you didn't.
There was four of us girls. I was a third smack from the end.
Yes, this is good. My gracious, Lily, I had no idea you'd had so many experiences. We'll have to discuss them sometime.
Hmm? Any time you say, Mrs. Meeks and living room.
Thank you. Hello, dear. I'm home.
I'm out of my mind. I will not ever take boots to this bazaar.
Oh, but Aggie.
Hello, Mortimer.
Hello. But what's this, Agatha, dear? Everybody knows you make the best cakes in town.
Why, sure they do, Aggie.
Of course they do, Mother.
Well, that's not the point. The committee is deliberately trying to embarrass me. Mortimer, do you know who's going to be in charge of the other cake booth?
No.
Mrs. Trill. That's who.
Mrs. Trill? Oh, you mean the young widow?
Yeah, that's the one.
You see what I mean? My own brother. That settles it. We'll send our donation into the charity bazaar, but we will not one member of this family, make an appearance.
But, Mother...
But, Aggie...
But, dear...
No. Our charity, as the saying goes, will begin at home and stay there.
You know, one of the very nicest and most comforting things about good friends is that you can always depend on them. They're just the same Tuesday or Saturday, fair weather or bad. And you good homemakers who use it regularly tell us that you feel the same way about All Sweet margarine. Every pound is consistently good. Now, of course, the reason for this admirable quality is the strict control that the Swift laboratories have over the materials and methods that produce it. The fine vegetable oils used in the making of All Sweet are combined with the freshly cultured pasteurized skim milk with such skill and precision that each lot has the same qualities as the one before. This is why you can always expect the same ease of coloring, the same ease of spreading, and the same ease of creaming when you use All Sweet. And with just a reminder that the energy value and vitamin content of All Sweet are as dependable as its delicate natural flavor. Remember, All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor. And now I'll ease myself out of the picture and we'll join the meat.
I certainly am surprised and disappointed in you. I simply cannot understand how you can see anything to admire in that Mrs. Trill. With those long, fake eyelashes of hers.
Yeah.
And that wicked-looking makeup she wears.
Yeah.
And those shocking clothes.
Yeah.
And the way she plays up to all the men. Would you like to buy a cake from a woman like that?
Yeah.
Now, Agatha, dear, now, don't you think there'll be plenty of room in the bazaar for your cake booth and Mrs. Trill's, too?
Oh, that's not the point. I just think I'd better give up the whole thing and stay home.
But, Mother, if you stay home, that means I'll have to stay home. And that means that Gil and I can't run the kissing booth.
Hmm.
Mom, if Gil and I guaranteed that you'd sell your cakes, would you run your booth, would you?
Yeah, I don't know. Besides, how can you guarantee anything like that?
Don't worry, Mother. I promise that you'll have more business than you can handle. And so you see, Jill, we almost didn't get to have our kissing booth.
Oh, Peg, I'm saying it's the very thought of it.
Now, don't go into a tailspin. I fixed everything. I simply guaranteed my mother that you and I would see that she sold more of her cakes than Mrs. Tilt.
But, Peg, we're running a kissing booth. And who ever heard of a freshly baked kiss?
Wait till you hear my plan. After we've had a customer at our booth, we're real sweet about it. And I simply suggest that my customers stop at my mother's booth for a piece of cake. Then they come back with the cake and get the second kiss free.
Well, hiya, Lily, hiya. My, you look wonderful today. Oh, perfectly wonderful. Oh, what a lovely cake.
Stay away from them cakes, Mrs. Meatbake.
Oh, Lily, don't you trust me, Lily?
This rolling tin is for flattening the coconut batter. It can also be used for battering your flat coconut. Now, away from them cakes!
Okay. I wasn't going to eat them anyway. I was just figuring on baking one myself out of the dough and stuff that Aggie left over.
Yeah? Go ahead and bake your cake. But don't mess up the cake.
Yeah. Now, let's see. Here's some spare batter. Now, what else should I put in this cake? No, prunes. Oh, delicious. See, I wonder how they taste in the cake. Well, why not? Now those few pieces of candy bars. And some allspice. 1, 2, 3, handful. And a dash of vanilla. Oh boy, is this cake gonna be good.
In a few minutes, we'll be at the charity bazaar kissing men. Who else? Do you think Ronnie Gleason and the other older men will come to our booth?
Well, I don't know. Ronnie and his crowd are nearly 18.
Golly, I hope we don't draw just the young drip.
Hiya, Peggy.
Oh, Elmer.
That's what I mean.
Hiya, Peggy. Boy, am I excited. I took my father out of a whole dollar for the charity bazaar tonight. And guess where I'm going to spend it?
Why, Elmer, dear, we could never guess, could we, Peg?
I'm talking to Peggy.
Elmer, you don't mean you're going to spend the whole dollar at our booth?
I sure am.
He sure is.
Gil. That's real sweet of you, Elmer, isn't it, Gil?
Oh, like she says, real sweet.
And Elmer.
Yeah, Peggy.
You'll be a good lamb, won't you? And see that lots of the other fellows come around to our booth, especially fellows like Johnny Gleason and his crowd.
Oh, golly, Peg. I don't like to think of all those guys kissing you.
Oh, but Elmer, those kisses don't mean a thing. They're all for sweet charity. Johnny Gleason.
Now, is everyone ready to leave for the bazaar? Let me count noses. Mortimer?
Oh, Agatha, I've been ready for the last hour.
Louis?
Make mine a double T-bone with French fries on the side.
Louis, wake up. You're not in a restaurant.
Huh? I'm not? Oh, doggone. I sure live better in my dreams.
Peggy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm all ready, Mom.
Fruit. Oh, my cake. Go ahead. I got to get something out of the kitchen. I'll meet you later.
Hi. Back door was unlocked, so I came in. Anybody home?
Nah. We've all gone over to the charity bazaar to see if...
Hey, now, wait a minute. You ain't got no right coming in here confusing me like that. It's bad enough for Morty to be...
Oh, forget it, Louie. I only dropped in to tell Mr. and Mrs. Meek about my trip west.
Yeah?
Ah, those mountains. Yeah. Those lakes. Yeah. Those gorges.
Gorges? Oh. Went on an eating spree, did you? Well, there's nothing like them. Why, I recall back
still
in 19...
Still the same old Louie. Can't get your mind off food, huh, Louie? Yeah. But say, speaking of food, I also brought along this all sweet for Mrs. Meek. Huh? I knew she'd be running short of it after all those marvelous cakes she made.
Oh, Aggie never touches sweet stuff. But me, that's
different. No, you misunderstand, Louie. Yeah. All sweet is with famous margarine with a delicate, natural flavor. Tell me, do you like yams?
Oh.
Big, golden, yellow sweet potatoes baked to a turn?
Oh, boy.
And pancakes? Golden, fluffy cakes that simply melt in your mouth?
Oh, boy.
And golden brown waffles and muffins.
Yeah, with an extra order of popcorn on the side. Oh, truly, truly.
Now you're talking, Louie. You just pour melted all-sweet over a bowl full of freshly popcorn, and brother, you'll really gorge yourself. You see, Louie, all-sweet is a product of our American farms. Its delicate, natural flavor and goodness comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk and all the fresh vegetable oils it can properly absorb. That's why folks are so crazy about the taste of all sweet. Why they like its goodness spread on hot biscuits or rolls, on baked potatoes. Louie, hey, wake up. You've got to go to the bazaar. Louie.
Go away. Let me see. Pop over. All sweet.
Oh. Well, happy dreams, Louie. May they be all sweet.
Soon. Buy a kiss for charity. Buy a kiss for sweet charity.
Oh, what do you? Our kissing booth is a flop, Jill.
I know. We had only one customer since we opened, and he couldn't hardly be called a real customer, rightfully.
No, Helmer's just... Well, Helmer.
Hiya, Peggy. I'm back, and I've got another dime.
Okay, Elmer. Right cheek or left cheek?
Golly, Peggy. Do I have to kiss you on the cheek all the time?
Can't we,
You know what I mean.
Elmer Nelson, are you suggesting to my friend Peggy that...
Who is talking to you, Jill Donovan?
You are, Elmer, dear.
Oh, I was. I mean, I didn't intend to. Peggy.
Elmer, didn't you promise me faithfully that you'd talk to Ronnie Gleason and some of the other older men and get them to come over here? Didn't you?
Sure, Peg. And I kept my promise. I did talk to Ronnie. That's how I got this extra dime.
I don't understand.
Well, I sat in front of Mrs. Phil's cake booth, and there was an awful big crowd. All men. Older men.
What were you doing there, Junior?
I stopped to see what they were looking at. Did you ever see Mrs. Thrill? Yeah, I wish I could whistle.
That will do, Elmer. Now, will you please tell us why Ronnie gave you that dime?
Oh, I gave my place to him. I was right next to Mrs. Thrill.
Black and ruined. I've broken my word to my mother. I promised to send over customers to her cake booth. And unless I do, Mom will be humiliated in front of all of Civic Center. You know, we've simply got to do something. And fast.
Mortimer, I want to go home. Quietly.
Quietly. No, now, don't give up yet, dear. Now, maybe Louie will bring some customers back with him. Yeah. Oh, look, I'll tell you what, Agatha. I just feel like a piece of cake myself right now. Suppose you sell me several. One from each cake. Maybe that'll encourage business.
Maybe.
Yes. Now, let's start on this chocolate with this mocha icing. It sure looks good.
Here you are, dear.
Thank you. And here's a dollar.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. No, keep the change. A slice of your cake is cheap at a dollar. Now, the first delicious bite.
Hey, Morty! Hey, Morty, give me 4 cents, will
you? Oh, so you got here at last, huh? 50 cents? What for, Louie?
For charity.
Louie,
Have you been eating that woman's cake?
Who, me? Why, of course not. A big bone cake.
Hmm. Well, then, where did you get that marshmallow mustache?
Hmm? Oh, well, now that you mention it, I guess I might have bumped into a little tea.
Mm-hmm.
But it was being forced on me. That's it. It was being forced on me, Morty. Hey, Morty, come on. Hurry up with that dough. I've got to get back there before somebody takes my place.
Well, all right. If you have no more feelings about your sister's feelings than that, here it is. Oh,
Louis, I never thought you'd do this to me, buying cake from that woman when I haven't sold a single piece myself.
Oh, now, dear, how about me?
Oh, heck, Aggie, I can eat your cakes at home. Anyway, looks like there's going to be plenty left.
Hey, Louie, couldn't you kind of persuade some of Mrs. Twilk's customers to come over here?
They wouldn't move for nothing less than a court order. And I'm no judge. So long, folks. See you later.
Oh, that's the last straw. Come on, Mortimer. We're going home right now.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Give me just 5 minutes more, dear. And when I come back, why, you'll just be swamped with customers. Now, I promise. Here, watch my piece of cake for a minute, will you?
Oh, Mortimer, what would I do without you? But hurry, please.
Now, if I can just elbow my way through this crowd around Mrs. Trill's booth.
Oh, you young whippersnapper, you debater McCord.
Sorry. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I just started to spy on her now.
Hey, watch where you're going, you.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Could I get through here, please?
Why, Father. Mr. Lee.
Oh. Hello, Peggy. Jill. I just thought I'd scout the competition and see how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Let us know if you find out.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you two doing away from your booth?
We left Elmer in charge.
You left Elmer in charge?
Mm-hmm. He's vice president in charge of nothing.
But, Peggy, I thought you were running a kissing booth.
Mm, we thought so, too, Pop. But it's the boys who are doing the running. Unless you want to count Elmer. So, we've been scouting the competition.
Oh, my gracious, you mean Mrs. Trilk has been taking your trade, too?
Well, our boyfriends just stand around here and look at Mrs. Trilk.
Oh.
Golly, Mother must feel just terrible. I'm going over to cheer her up. Bye, Pa.
Yeah. Bye, Mr. Meek. And if you see any attractive young men, mention our name.
I'll look for young men after I... take a look at you, Mrs. Phil.
Oh, Mr. Murdoch, I declare. Oh, this is you all are pleasing for a little old lady.
Oh, my gracious.
Oh, well, you. Hello, honey. You want some cake, too?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. Well, you see, I was...
What's the matter, Hilda? Y'all got hiccups?
No.
I asked if you wanted some cake. I've got a different kind of cake to fit every personality.
Yeah. You have?
Yeah, Hilda. How many angel food cakes do you want to buy?
How many angel food? Well, you see, I can't buy any, really. It's been very nice knowing you, but I'll have to...
Oh, wait a minute, honey.
Hmm?
You mean to say you're going away without buying any of my cake? Here, just draw a piece of it. Now, come on now. Shut your eyes and open your little old mouth.
Well, no, I don't think I... delicious. Say, that's pretty good.
Well, thank you, sweet. Now, do you want me to feed you another little bite right out of my hand? Why not?
Well, I can't think of any reason right now, but I know there is one.
Honey, I do believe you're faithful.
Yeah. Well, what kind of cake did you say that was?
Oh, that's what I call my lucky number cake.
Oh.
Here, you cut off another little piece for yourself, and maybe you'll get the lucky number.
No, I really shouldn't. I was... all right. Yes, yeah, there.
Oh, if you aren't the luckiest man in the world.
Lucky? What did I do?
Do you see that little old slip of paper in that piece of cake you just cut off?
Yes.
Well, look at it. It says 5 on it.
5 on it? Well, what does that mean?
That means that you're entitled to pay $5 for your cake.
Oh, $5? You're at least 5 for one cake?
Well, sugar, it's all for charity. Don't you realize that the more money you pay, the better you feed it?
Mm-hmm. Funny, I'm beginning to feel awful.
Well, we'll fix that in a jiffy, sugar.
Mm.
You know what?
You know what?
A great big kiss.
goes with that cake.
Yes, oh, my gracious. Well, would it be all right if I just took the cake?
Would it be all right if I just took the $5?
Oh, well, that'll be just fine. Just fine. Here's this money.
Thank you. And here's your cake. And I want you to know I think you're the most charitable man I ever met. Come back again.
Oh, my goodness, it sure is good to be back at Agatha's booth. Now I can try her cake. It should be, it must be.
Mortimer, miss, don't you dare. Yeah? Put down that piece of cake.
Oh, but Aggie, dear, I haven't even tasted it yet.
And you're not going to. I saw you over there at that woman's booth, gorging yourself, ogling her, and simpering.
But, darling, I wasn't even looking at her.
And why did you bite your hat and try to put that cake on your head?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. You're just misunderstanding everything.
Oh, Mother.
Man.
Oh, Mortimer, how could you?
But, Agatha,
don't come near me. Think that after all these years, to think that when you put this ring on my finger, you... My engagement ring. He's gone.
Mother. You haven't lost it.
Oh, when did you take it off? Now, let me think. I remember. I took it off in the kitchen while I was mixing the cake dough. I think I left it on the windowsill over the kitchen table.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I better run home and see if I can find
it. Oh, Mortimer, do hurry. I'm so upset.
Yes, I know, dear, and don't worry. I'll find your engagement ring and be right back.
Mortimer, did you find my ring?
No, Agatha. It's not in the house.
Oh, Pop, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive, baby.
Oh, I just can't stand it.
Yeah, and I looked high and low for it, but it isn't there.
Mother, the cake!
Huh?
Oh, Peggy, this is no time to be thinking about...
The cake! Your engagement ring! I'll bet you anything it fell into the cake batter.
The cake batter?
Why, sure, you took it off when you were mixing the batter, didn't you? And if it isn't on the windowsill, the only other place it could be...
Oh, Peggy, you're right. I'll bet my ring is in one of these cakes.
Yeah.
Well, let's all start looking for them.
Mother, wait! Don't spoil those cakes.
Well, I've got to find my engagement ring.
Sure, but I think I know a better way to do it.
Huh?
Just a second. Jill, make a noise like a bugle.
Okie doke. I've done everything else tonight. Why not a bugle? Da-da-da-da! Ladies and gentlemen, could I please have your attention for just a second? I just want to tell you that there is a diamond ring in one of those cakes.
What's that, a diamond ring?
Now, my mother could just cut them all up and find the ring. But instead, she's going to sell pieces at the regular price. And my father will give a reward to the person who finds the ring in his piece of cake. And that reward will be $5. That's all right, isn't it, Daddy?
Oh, of course, dear. The figure five seems to go with the word cake tonight.
Excuse me. Another announcement for the gentlemen only. As an added inducement, Miss Peggy Meek and myself will award a kiss from the kissing booth to every purchaser at the regular price of 10 cents.
That's right, dear. Give him a hand again.
Get out of the way, guys.
Elmer.
What's that?
This time, please take the bubble gum out of your mouth.
Mr. Geek, if you'll permit me to congratulate you on the success of your cake sale, I'd like to congratulate you on the success of your cake sale.
Thank you.
Oh, look, Mother, we sold every crumb.
And I didn't even get a taste.
Oh, how can you keep talking about cake, Mortimer, when my ring is still gone?
Gone? Mrs. Meek, even in the cause of charity, I cannot say I completely approve of your little trick to increase sales.
Every trick. Now, you see...
Your daughter did induce people to buy Mrs. Meek's case on the supposition that the ring was contained in one of them.
Oh, but I thought the ring was there. Oh, I wasn't trying to cheat anybody out.
The fact remains that all of Mrs. Meek's cakes have been eaten or broken apart, and no ring has been found.
Peggy, your Uncle Louis was right. My
Uncle Louis! Hold everything. I'll be right back.
But this is most irregular.
Oh, Peggy is like what you said. And eccentric besides.
Why, she's gone over to the handicraft booth. Is she bringing back
it? Well, what is that thing she's carrying?
As near as we could figure it out, it was some sort of doorstop made in the form of a cake.
Wednesday, everybody.
Hmm?
Thank you. Pop,
yes.
Have you got a chisel or something? I want to break into Uncle Louis' cake.
Uncle Louis' cake?
Well, here, let me have it, dear. I'll drop it on the counter, like this. Hmm, my gracious. I'm amazed it didn't bounce. There now, it's broken.
Oh, please be in her ring. Please be in here.
Well?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that I was sure that I was positive that... Oh, my ring. Oh, Mortimer.
There, dear. Well, Mr. Chairman.
My apologies, Mrs. Lee. Mr. Lee. Miss Lee.
Yes.
And Miss Donovan.
And Mr.
and Miss Donovan. I congratulate you all, and thank you. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to be excused.
You're excused. Well, Peggy, you did it.
Oh, you sure did. Like I always say, you're a genius. Oh, it wasn't anything really. I just remembered that when Uncle Louie baked the cake, he put just everything in it.
Well, Mortimer,
I'm waiting.
Yes, it'd be waiting for what, dear?
For you to slip the ring on my finger. Just like you did the first time, remember?
Give me your hand, dear.
Yes, come on, let's wait. What? Well, here comes Elmer.
Hey, Peggy, my father gave me $5.
Now, even though I don't go around in an apron and a frilled cap, I know enough about what goes on in a kitchen to know that what to do with leftover dibs and dabs is always a problem for any cook. And with special emphasis being put on wheat products and cereals right now, even such a small thing as part of a package of ready-to-eat breakfast food might well be conserved. If some is left in a box that has been open too long and has lost its crispness, there are several good uses for it. To serve again as a cereal, spread the contents of the box in a pie pan, dot with all sweet margarine, and slide into a heated oven. This will make it crisp again, and all sweet adds richness and flavor the youngsters are sure to cheer. Or heat the leftover cereal the same way with all sweet, and drop a handful into a piping hot bowl full of soup. Say, that's a flavor surprise that's surprisingly good. But it's not surprising that the flavor of all sweet is a delicate, natural one. After all, this fine table spread is a natural product of American farmland. So for thrifty, delicious cooking, cook the all-sweet way with America's most wanted margarine. All-sweet. The margarine with a delicate, natural flavor.
Yeah, well, excuse me, Peggy, but why are you muttering Cary Grant?
If I don't, I keep thinking of Elmer.
Yes.
Oh, I dreamed about Cary Grant last night. He held me in his manly arms. He was just about to kiss me.
Well, Mr. Grant has excellent taste. Well, what happened?
He seemed to turn into Elmer just then.
Yes.
But it's so late now, I'll have to take a chance and go to bed anyway. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Doris.
Meet the Meat, starring Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with a delicate, natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.